From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Petrol prices in the Caribbean to stay high for some time yet. A vote of no confidence in the Attorney General of the Cayman Islands over his handling of the Eurobank affair. And the Caribbean Football Union slams Mexico for saying regional playing fields are not good enough for its players. I am Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean countries have been warned not to expect a decrease in gasoline prices, even when one of the world's largest refineries gets back to full production next month. Isla Refinery in Curaçao shut down its operations in early January when a prolonged national strike in Venezuela halted crude shipments to the island. Management has reported losses of more than $10 million as a result. The shutdown forced some Caribbean nations to look elsewhere for oil supplies at higher prices. Here's Neil Nunes.
Isla Refinery is one of the world's largest, producing more than 350,000 barrels of oil per day at full capacity. So far, the refinery is only producing 120,000 barrels per day, comprising mainly high-octane gasoline components. The refinery's general manager, Norbert Shacklin, says the refinery has not been able to return to normal production capacity as a major unit at the plant has developed compressor problems as a result.